This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Thousands of people were at a train station in Ukraine when it got hit by a rocket strike.
In a sign of the intense fighting expected to come, Ukrainian authorities report a large rocket strike on a busy train station. The attack on the train station in Kramatorsk, a city in the eastern Donetsk region, has killed more than 30 people and wounded over 100. The region's governor says thousands of people were at the station at the time of the strike, preparing to head to safer regions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN says prices for food items like grains and vegetable oils reached their highest levels ever last month because of the challenges due to the war in Ukraine. Ketanji Brown Jackson will take her seat on the Supreme Court when Justice Breyer retires at the end of the current term, probably in June or early July. But the celebration at the White House is today. She'll join President Biden in the Rose Garden this afternoon, the first black woman who will sit on the high court.
Just three Republicans voted for Jackson, which in this era counts as a bipartisan win, despite attempts by Ted Cruz and other GOP senators to paint her as too liberal and soft on crime.
I believe she will prove to be the furthest left of any justice.
Jackson will speak today alongside President Biden at a Rose Garden event. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israeli security forces hunted down and killed a Palestinian man who opened fire in a crowded bar in Tel Aviv this morning, killing two and wounding more than 10. Nissan is working with NASA on a new type of battery for electric vehicles. It promises to charge quicker and be lighter, yet safe. This is AP News. The Girl Scouts versus the Boy Scouts. AP correspondent Jennifer King's got this.
Judge Alvin Hellerstein with the Southern District of New York has tossed out a lawsuit brought by the Girl Scouts USA, claiming that the Boy Scouts were damaging their organization and confusing families by using words like scouts and scouting in their recruitment drives. The suit was filed in 2018, a year after the Boy Scouts opened their programming to girls, a move that led to competition between two groups that have both seen declining enrollment for decades. The judge wrote that the Boy Scouts' decision to become co-ed, even if it affects Girl Scouts operations, does not demonstrate bad faith, and the use of the term scouts is consistent with branding the Boy Scouts have used for a century. The judge said his decision caps a contentious and expensive litigation and that the term scout can be used for programming for both boys and girls. But the Boy Scouts themselves are currently in bankruptcy proceedings after being named in hundreds of lawsuits over sexual abuse allegations. I'm Jennifer King.
The Dow rose 87 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool, but financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.